I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
Folks, it's an honor for Jill and I to be here. You know, to be here with the Marines and sailors of the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force is a great honor. You know, I've gotten to see you all in the mountains of, and I mean this sincerely, the mountains of Bosnia. I've seen you in Iraq. I've seen you in Afghanistan. And you're incredible. The American people have no idea the sacrifices you're making. 1%, 1% of you represents 99% of the public. You're all volunteers. You all just show up. And you're always there for — and we have a — I used to get in trouble for saying when I was a senator, America has a lot of responsibilities, but only one sacred responsibility. And I mean this sincerely, from the bottom of my heart. It is that is to equip those we send into harm's way and care for them and their families when they come home. Because as I said, you represent 1% of the population. And you defend the rest of us. You are the backbone, the sinew, the spine of the country. And you really are. And so I just want us came, we wanted to come and tell you how much we appreciate all you've done. And, you know, John Milton, the famous poet, said, they also serve who only stand and wait. Your mothers, your fathers, your husbands, your wives, many times they're not able to be with you, like now, for many of you. And they're serving, too. I remember when our son Beau was in Kosovo for 6 months as a U.S. attorney, and then he volunteered to head to Iraq for a year. And every morning I'd get up before Jill, my wife's a teacher, she's up earlier than me. She'd be out of the house by 7 o'clock. I'd walk into the kitchen. She'd be with her coffee, standing over the sink, saying a prayer, just saying a prayer every single day. Because your parents, when you're deployed, they don't know. Their spouses don't know for sure. Every single day, they worry about you. Every single moment. And so we owe them too. We owe them a big debt of gratitude. And the other thing is, you know, one of the things that people don't understand, and they until they run into you, is you are literally, not figuratively, the greatest fighting force, the best fighting force in the history of the world. That's not hyperbole. In the history of the world. It's not a joke. And you really are an incredible group of women and men. And again, I want to thank the spouses as well, because they put up with an awful lot of your because of your service. And a lot of those empty tables. I don't know how many birthdays you've had. There's been an empty chair back at your home with your parents looking at that chair wondering, are you all right, especially if you're deployed. So anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you've done. You know, there's a lot the rest of I travel the world a lot because as before this as vice president, before that as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. And no one in the world misunderstands your competence. No one in the world misunderstands that you are the finest fighting force in the world. That is not a joke. That's the God's truth. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope you have a good Christmas. God bless you all. Thank you.
That was the president's weekly conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.